guys. Welcome to the Fundraising Freedom Podcast with Mary Valone. I'm your host, Mary Valone, and this is the place where aspiring six and seven figure fundraisers come to be encouraged, empowered, and educated on how to raise more funds and have more freedom. So welcome to episode 127. Today we're talking about, is motivation garbage? So I know if you're anything like me, you love good motivation. I mean, everybody says you need to be motivated. You got to motivate your team. You got to motivate your volunteers. And, you know, so we're always trying to use this term motivation as something that is either stopping us or allowing us to move forward on whatever it is that we're trying to do. So let's dig into it a little bit more and find out, is it garbage or is it something that we really should be embracing and should be doing more of inside of our organizations? So the word motivation actually comes from the definition of the desire or willingness to do something. So desire or willingness to do something, enthusiasm. So do we have the desire to do something? And how often do we say to ourselves that we don't have the desire? We don't have the motivation, obviously, to get it done. And that's why it doesn't get done. So this title actually is Motivation Garbage. Actually came from a YouTube video from one of my favorite people that I like to follow, Mel Robbins. She's a best-selling author. She wrote the book, The Five Second Rule. She talks about it all the time, but she also just got a syndicated TV talk show this last week. It actually just started, a week ago. And I have been using Mel's show as motivation to actually work out. And I actually really enjoy working out. And in our new house, we put in a gym. So I've got my elliptical machine. We got a weight machine. We got all this stuff that's set up in this room. But I still have to have some sense of motivation to actually get down there, go into our basement where it's set up, and actually work out. And so I think it's kind of fun that I was like, hey, I'll just pick a show like Mel Robbins' show. I already like watching her stuff on YouTube. So I'm just going to pop it in on the DVR and I'm just going to work out as long as the show is on. And the show is on 5 days a week. So what a great, thing to attach to my workout. So if I want to watch the show, I'm going to have to go down and I'm going to have to go work out in my gym. So, but the thing is that I was watching her episode, one of the episodes this last week, and she talks about how motivation is garbage. And she actually, she's got this YouTube video with hundreds of million, I think it hit 100 million downloads of this episode that she was doing this interview. And she basically just says motivation is garbage. And, she's a motivational speaker, technically, an author, she life coach, she helps people through, through motivation. But she says that it's garbage because if we wait to feel motivated, we're never going to get anything done, right? So it's just a feeling, when you feel good and you feel like it, then you're going to actually go get it done. But how often do we see that to-do list or that task list and we're like, oh my gosh, I just need to get some motivation just to go get it done. And so her 5 second rule, and I've done an episode on this already, but she basically says, just count backwards, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then just do it. Because what happens is when you say the words 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, it counters your brain's, your brain wants to stop you from doing anything that feels scary or overwhelming or, frustrating. Your brain is set to help you. It's to help protect you. So of course, if something feels uncomfortable and you don't want to do it, your brain's going to say, fight or flight, let's get out of here. And you're just not going to do it. And so she says, do the 5 second rule, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then just go get it done. And, it's so true. When you think about all of the most accomplished people that many of us look up to, maybe that's, a Bill Gates or a Steve Jobs or, anybody in the business world, any Oprah Winfrey or whatever, you name your favorite person that you follow and you watch. And those guys, the thing that they have figured out is that they just don't hesitate. They don't sit and mull over stuff. And if they do, they don't do it very frequently. They figured out how to take action relatively quickly. whether or not they use something like the 5-second rule, who knows? But the thing is that they've been able to just take action and move forward on things, which allows them to accomplish a ton. And, you know, so that's for us. I think that we do get caught in our feelings quite a bit. I mean, I know I do, where you start looking at your task, you know, your to-do list, and you start thinking about all the reasons why you don't want to get it done, you don't want to do it, and there's other things you'd rather do instead, and oh, I'll do it tomorrow, maybe the next day, or whatever. And I've done this, oh my gosh, I can't even tell you. I am a, recovering, I guess, group addict, where I like to join groups. I like to be a part of, you know, groups that are doing cool things, you know, people who are motivated, but, you know, people who are doing things that I want to do. So I tend to join, you know, whether it's online or in person or whatever, these groups. And then I find myself like where I'm just bogged down with stuff where I'm like, I can't do all this. Like I can't be a part of everything. And so actually today, which I was, you know, I'm sad to do, but then at the same time, I'm glad I actually used this 5-second rule and this whole I have to be motivated to actually get it done thing. And I decided, you know what, I'm going to quit 3 groups that I'm a part of today. Ugh. Yeah, I know. I just went 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and I sent a message on social media to one. I sent an email to the other. And I actually, when I'm done with recording this episode, I'm going to do the 3rd one. And that the 3rd one is the hardest for me because I'm like, oh, I love those people, you know? And I think that sometimes I get in my head where I'm like, well, if I quit something or if I step away from something, then I'm going to disappoint people or I'm going to, you know, somehow, you know, maybe I'll need that. And maybe that's the thing that I needed that was going to help me get the next thing accomplished. And we tell ourselves all sorts of lies. We tell ourselves all sorts of stories. And that's the thing about motivation is that if you want to get something done, you have to knock out this feeling. Do I think motivation is garbage? I mean, ultimately, no, I don't think motivation is garbage because I do believe strongly that we have to have a reason why we're going to do something. And so part of motivation is having a reason or having a desire to do something. And so I often talk about having a why, knowing exactly the reason behind it. And that's where when you start looking at your strategic plan for your organization or the plan that you guys set out as far as your fundraiser goes, you start to realize that you're like, okay, I have a reason why I need to do these tasks, not just because I said I would do it and, you know, I gotta go get it done. It's because you actually have a bigger plan. And so when you have those bigger plans, you have that strategic plan, you have that big goal that you're trying to accomplish, well, then you've got some motivation because you've got a reason, right? So motivation definition is a reason, you know, to get it done, a desire, willingness to do something, to have some sense of enthusiasm. So if you have a really strong why in what you're doing, you will naturally feel more compelled to get it done and to do it. And so I know we've all, you know, gotten to this point where you have, you know, you feel like you want to make a change. There's something really big that you want to tackle and you want to take on. And so I don't ever want like this thought of motivation to stop you from actually doing it and getting it done. So I know that we all have different things that we know stop us from getting there. And so if there are, you know, it's an environment, it's the people that we surround ourselves with, it's the things that we put into our head. And maybe that's the kinds of TV shows or the books that you read or don't read. And so staying, you know, actively by, you know, like actively surrounding yourself with things that are going to help you get to that next place is going to make a huge difference. So I have been reading and listening to the amazing Zig Ziglar. And I, you know, listened to some of his stuff when I was a teenager and then, you know, got into it a little bit more in college. But just recently I found, you know, because as we were moving, I found this book that was in, you know, all my books when I was moving. And we had gone, I had gone to a library sale. Like my sister-in-law's, they were like, hey, come with me and like, let's go check out this library sale. And so it was like all these books that were, they wanted to sell. They were, I don't know, they had too many books, whatever the deal was. But you could buy the box of books. So you could put in whatever you could find in these shelves in this huge auditorium. And so I just started going around to these tables. And if it was a name like a Zig Ziglar or somebody like that, I just put the books in the box because I was like, hey, I'll take it. You know, for the price that they were selling them at, I was like, whatever. And so I didn't even know that I had this book. And the book is called See You at the Top by Zig Ziglar. And, you know, I was actually listening to something else and they said, one of the number one books that you should read is See You at the Top by Zig Ziglar. And I thought, oh, I should get that book. And I actually tried to download it. And I for some reason, it just didn't happen. I didn't get it done. And so as we were moving, I found this book in my box and I was like, oh my gosh, I need to read this book. Like this is on my top list of wanting to, you know, of books that I want to read. So I started digging into it and I started listening to some of his YouTube stuff. Oh, and I love Zig Ziglar. I don't know about you, but man, that guy, you know, he's from Texas. He just has that Southern accent. And I love how he is such a great storyteller and he's able to connect these stories with things that, you know, we already know, but at the same time, it's like we need this visual in order to really connect the dots, you know? And so anyways, he was talking about motivation and he mentioned, and he's a public speaker. Well, he's passed away now, but he was a public speaker and he talks very frequently about repeating and listening to things over and over and over again. So whether that's a book or a, you know, a podcast or whatever you're trying to study, if you can repeat it over and over again, you're much more likely to take action and you're much more likely to see the thing happen. And so he also shared that we, you know, just like, you know, when you go to a conference or you go to hear a motivational speaker, you know, somebody like him or whatever, go speak, what happens is you get a dopamine hit. You know, so it's a dopamine hit where it's like you get excited, you get that, you know, that immediate adrenaline rush when you go and hear somebody speak, but it only lasts a couple hours after you actually go to and hear somebody like that. So if you're listening to a YouTube video, you're listening to this podcast, whatever, you're going to find that you have a high for a couple of hours. And if you go to a conference, sometimes depending on how strong that conference is, you might actually have it for a couple of days. And then all of a sudden you find yourself kind of coming crashing down and maybe coming back to just reality and saying, oh, there's no way I could do that. There's no way we could get that done. And so then you come back down and you just don't get anything done, but you keep going back for more. You keep going to those conferences, you keep going to, you know, back to listening to those motivational speakers, and yet you don't get anything done. And it all comes back to the fact that you still have to make a decision. You still have to make a decision to do it and to actually see the results. So if you're trying to put on that fundraiser, you're trying to raise those dollars, it's easy just to say, oh, well, we're going to go raise that money. And you say, yep, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. And you're motivated. Let's just say you're motivated to do it. You think, man, if only we could raise that money, then we could do X, Y, Z, and it would be amazing. And so you're so super motivated. But then reality kicks in and your day-to-day schedule comes into play. You've got family, you've got health, your health, you've got all these things that people are demanding of you, whether it's your boss or the higher ups, whatever. And maybe it's you. Maybe you are the boss. Maybe you are the founder of your organization. And you have all these outside elements that are playing a factor in your organization and the direction that you go. And maybe it's just, hey, I've got paperwork to fill out. We've got to get that 501c3. You know, all the things that play when you're running an organization. And just following protocol, following the rules is a lot of work when you're in the nonprofit industry. And so it's not by chance that you've got, you know, there's just all these things that are going on that you're trying to stay focused on. So in the end, you need to stay motivated. You got to keep moving the thing forward, but you have to find some sort of self-motivation inside of you, because if you're always trying to look for external things to allow you and to give you that motivation, you're probably not going to get very far. And I found just, reflecting back and spending on a lot of time looking back on my successful fundraisers, well, a lot of it came back to the fact that I really was self-motivated. There was something about what I was doing that just every single day I woke up and I was obsessed, like I've talked about before. I was obsessed about raising that goal, meeting that level within our organization. And so every single day I kept it at the forefront of my mind and, wanting to stay focused on that, And so just like for you, that's why I say, get out that dry erase board, get out some things in your office, in your space that'll give you that drive and remind you of why you're doing the work that you're doing. Give you that desire to keep going. So have that burning desire, have that thing, the why. Do your homework and figure out what is it that I need to do that's going to keep me focused and keep me on track so that I actually can see this thing through. Because any big goal, any big thing that you're trying to accomplish, it's going to take time. So that means you have to be able to wake up every single day and stay focused on it for a lengthy period of time. And not everybody's willing to do that. Not everybody is willing to put the time and the energy it takes in order to see that through. And that's why some people succeed and some people don't. And so for the sake of our time together today, I want you to realize, and I don't think that motivation is garbage, but I do think that we've got to realize that instead of fighting the things that we want to, that are going on in our mind, the reasons why we're not going to go and do the thing, like, oh, I'm tired, oh, I'll do it tomorrow, whatever, all those things that run through your mind, you have to trick your brain, okay? You've got to trick yourself. And you have to set yourself up for success. It's just like people who say, if I put my tennis shoes, by my bed with the workout stuff next to it, I'm more likely to go work out because the stuff is right there. I'm just going to jump right in, just do it. And then you don't even think about it. You don't allow your brain to start going off in whatever direction it goes in. So know that, like I mentioned, your brain is hardwired to protect you. So if it's uncomfortable, your brain is going to say, no way, Jose, we're not going to do this. So remember that. And so instead, you've got to trick yourself, and you have to make a decision, that's all it comes back down to is just making a decision and reminding yourself that you are in control, that you are in control of the decisions and the steps and the things that you do. But I do know that you're trying to counteract maybe years, maybe decades of things that you've done in the past, especially when it comes to charitable work, that you guys are, maybe you've done things the same way for so long. And so change is hard, not only for you, but it's hard for your volunteers. It's hard for your staff to see and to do things a little bit differently. And so that's why I'm so heavily focused on making sure that you have a plan. Because if you follow your 7-step plan that, I teach in Fundraising Freedom in my book, if you have a plan, then people, you can counter what your brain is trying to do. And you can say, you know what? It's just the next step on the list. No big deal. It's just the next step. This is the next phase. And it allows you to just keep on going and staying focused on the next thing so that you don't get distracted and you don't allow your brain to take over and to absolutely kill this idea or, the success of your fundraiser. And so, it's just funny. Isn't it crazy how our brains work? I mean, they're amazing. Like, back in the day, great. I love the fight or flight, thing. But when you're working in today's day where we don't have tigers and lions and bears chasing after us, like we are pretty safe for the most part, but we, instead of lions and tigers and bears, we supplement, we substitute that with the things of today, whether that's social media, whether that's our cell phone, whether that's, somebody maybe, questioning what it is that we're doing, making us feel less than, or that we're not, that's a great vision. That's a great dream, but there's no way that you're actually going to get that accomplished. And people can knock you down so quickly. And, you know, I found myself in a position just this last week where, you know, I had somebody who made a comment. It was not negative. It wasn't bad, but I took it bad. You know, I took it personally and it knocked me out. And it knocked me out for not just like a few minutes, but it knocked me out for nearly a day. And in my world and the work that I do, like getting knocked out for a day is not good. You know, and so, but it's just so easy for somebody to say something or somebody to attack or make you feel less than, and then all of a sudden you just let that consume your thoughts. And now all those things on your to-do list, all the things that you wanted to get done, you're just feeling sorry for yourself. You know, there's a guy that wrote a book, but his name is Hal Elrod, and it's the something minute. Anyways, the morning minute, whatever. He's got this whole plan. It's the Miracle Morning. That's what it's called. And anyways, but he talks about how he gives himself 5 minutes. So basically he gives himself a 5 minute pity party and then he has to go back to work. So I don't know. I don't know if that's you. Try it. Let me know how it goes. But sometimes we've got to set that stuff up for ourselves so that we know. And if you need to set yourself a 5 minute pity party to feel sorry for yourself so that you can get back on track, then do it. But I would encourage you to try out this 5 second rule because I actually did it with the gym thing and I'm working on doing it again to actually cancel my gym membership. So I used it to get my gym membership and now I'm like, okay, it's in my house, so I don't have to worry about that anymore. So now I have to 5-4-3-2-1 call the fitness place and cancel my membership. And you would think that that's so simple, but for some reason that has been really hard for me because I think that I'm afraid that they're going to hit me with late charges and I don't know why that bothers me, but then it's kind of like, oh shoot, do I want to do that? And how much are they going to hit me with? And I just let my mind go. So 5-4-3-2-1, call the stinking fitness place and get it done, you know? So, but if you've got some things on your list right now where you're like, man, I've just been pushing this off and I have not been getting it done, I want you to know right now that you cannot wait for the perfect feeling or the perfect sign or the perfect knock on the door phone call that's going to motivate you to actually get the thing done, okay? The best thing you can do is trick your mind and just get it done. Just do it. Do not wait for the moment to be perfect in order to take action because there's never going to be a perfect moment, right? There's never going to be a perfect scenario, never a perfect moment. And it's up to us. You know, we've got to be self-motivated. We have to drive ourselves, make the decision, get it done. All right. So if you're holding on to something right now that you're like, I know I got to get it done. I want you to think about that right now. What is the one thing that's just weighing you down that you know you've got to do, but you've been waiting on motivation to get it done? I want you to think about that right now. Okay. And I want you right now to take action. So this episode is going to end and I'm going to challenge you to pick up the phone, to do what you need to do, send out that email, send out that message on social media, whatever it is. And I want you to take action and 5-4-3-2-1, do it. Okay. Just do it. Just get it done. Just do it. It's all it takes, right? And when I say that, I'm saying it to myself too. So, all right. So go get it done, right? And between now and the next time we talk, I mean, like, be thinking about it. If you need help, I just want to share with you two ways that you can get some help, okay? And maybe this is what's stopping you, is that you're at a roadblock, you're like, you've hit a wall, and you just don't know where to go from here, okay? So here's two options that I have for you that you may want to consider, okay? I have a lot of people who are in ministry and who are missionaries who follow the work that I do. So if that's you and you need a community and you need people to surround you, I'm going to encourage you to check out a program that I co-lead with my friend Mike, and it's called Fully Funded Academy. If you have never heard me talk about it, never heard of it, this is the time. I'm going to tell you about it now. But fullyfundedacademy.com, go check it out. If you need some help as a missionary or a ministry leader, that is the place that I put resources out and I teach in that space, okay? If you are a nonprofit executive, if you are a director, a development director, you work with a secular nonprofit, and you are like, man, we need some motivation. We need some people to come around us, okay? I'm going to tell you that you need to go to the Nonprofit Executive Club. OK, okay? Nonprofitexecutiveclub.com, okay? These are the two programs that I have invested so much time and energy into in the last 2 years. The Executive Club just opened up about a month ago, and 2 months ago now. And the other one, Fully Funded Academy, I've had it open for over a year now, but both of these are the best resources and the cheapest way for you to work with me, okay? So if you're that missionary ministry leader, go to fullyfundedacademy.com. And if you're that executive for an organization, or even if you're a ministry and you are, you know, the executive of that ministry, go jump over and check out Nonprofit Executive Club, okay? So these are my two programs. I want to encourage you, if you're stuck and you feel like you just need something to help you in the motivation category, you can at least check those out and see if they're a good fit for you, okay? All right, and in the meantime, let's go change the world, right? Come on. All right, go change the world, one volunteer and $1 at a time. We'll see you guys soon. Have a great week.